Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulullah. A very brief daily reflection, inshallah, even briefer than we had before Ramadan, as alhamdulillah we are aware everyone has performed tahajjud, salah, and suhoor, and we have a very difficult, a very alhamdulillah challenging schedule. We make this little sacrifice we're doing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us and grant us maghfirah in exchange for this minimum sacrifice on our part. So keeping it brief, inshallah, one reflection for today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, has granted us so much tawfiq that we are here remembering him. One of our mashayikh, instead of just quoting the ayah in the translation, just to get us thinking, he made a statement that shocked the people and made them question, and then he answered that question. He said that, I know for a fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers me, and I can tell you with ultimate certainty, I can identify for you the moments, exact moments, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembering me in the current time. At this particular moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is definitely remembering me. So the people were shocked and said, how can you make such a preposterous claim? How, you do not have a crystal ball. You do not have the knowledge of the unseen. And in fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala addresses him in the Quran and says that, قُلْ لَا أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ. Tell them, I do not have the complete, full knowledge of the unseen. Only whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the unseen would reveal upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is what he conveyed to us. This is the Nab'ul Ghayb. This is not Ilmul Ghayb. So he did not have complete knowledge of the unseen. There were some parts of the unseen world for sure which were revealed unto Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he conveyed to us. So how can you make such a claim? Then he said, no, my claim is backed up from the Quran itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. That remember me and I will be remembering you. And be thankful and grateful to me and do not be ungrateful to me. This beautiful ayah from Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us such a great bashara and glad tiding and fadila and virtue that it is by itself sufficient virtue, beyond sufficient for dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reward of dhikr, of remembering Allah, is that the one who is remembering Allah, let him know that Allah is remembering him in the company of the noble angels. Subhanallah, what could be better a reward than that? And that is why it is said that إِذَا تُرِيدُ إِذَا أَن تَعْلَمْ مَقَامَكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ فَانْظُرْ فِي مَا أَقَامَكَ. If you want to know what is your position in standing in the eyes of Allah, then see in what position he has kept you. If he has kept you in his obedience, he is pleased with you. If he has kept you in his disobedience, then he may be displeased with you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to continue to remember him in this month of Ramadan and after the month of Ramadan, day and night, keep our tongues, if not moist with water, then moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhu da'wana, alhamdulillah.